Mayor, members of the Council, residents of Rockland, at home, and Chambers. My name is David Mislavotsky. I live on Broad Street. And now I'm going to be called a naysayer again. Fair enough. Please, just give us those $200 million and we will show you what can we do in Rockland to insulate our homes and businesses, bring green power to Rockland, and lower, instead of raise, our local pollution. We are being told that bringing a polluting power plant to our hometown is the only way to avoid higher taxes. That this is good for us because it brings jobs and taxes. Once again, that famous jobs and taxes sentence. We have to ask ourselves if there are other ways to avoid higher taxes and how on earth did we get in this financial bind. Let us consider that this is the council that keeps welcoming non-profits, keeps giving tips and every imaginable special tax break to the businesses in downtown, gave us a $200,000 deficit at the dump, keeps giving away our landfill at the tune of $3 a ton, keeps not collecting fees from any festivals because it's good for business, just sold a 78,000 property for $10,000. And in other words, this council has been working very hard in trying to bring down Rockland to its knees by not collecting the monies that are owed to us, the residents of Rockland. This is not something new. This process is called starving the beast, and we all know how does it work. Once the coffers are empty, the taxes are up to the wazoo, and municipal services are long gone, the powers to be showed up and tell the people, don't worry, we have a friend that is going to help us out. Thank you, but no thank you, City Hall. We don't need a stinking power plant where most probably all we are going to get is the pollution and somebody else in Massachusetts is going to benefit from the power. I urge members of this council to defeat this bad idea of a plan and go back to the table, but please, this time, have the interest of the people of Rockland as your first priority. In closing, I have to ask what would happen if I walk into our local Toyota dealer and I drop a $20 box and ask them to hold for me that shiny 2016 Tundra that is sitting in the lot. I have to ask the question because this is what council is doing by accepting meager $1,000 a month to hold a buying option. Absolutely ridiculous. Thank you.